And a good Monday morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. Going to kick things off talking with the American Red Cross. They have a blood drive going on today and tomorrow. And joining us via telephone is account manager with the American Red Cross Central Plains Blood Services Region, Christy Ingalls. Christy, good morning.
Good morning.
And also joining her on the phone, Daryl Strouts, who we've highlighted here this morning and through the weekend. He's giving his 100th donation today. Daryl, thanks for being here.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
Of course, with all the news of the time here, the coronavirus, there's a lot of concerns about public gatherings, but one place that we do want to stress needs your help is the Red Cross.
Yes, definitely. I believe last night, Governor Kelly put out a thing. We've had the CDC and also the Surgeon General all encouraging people to still come out and donate blood. It is very much needed right now. We've actually had to cancel about 6,000 blood drives throughout the country, which has resulted in a loss of close to 200,000 pints of blood, and that number is just going to keep going up as we are canceling high school drives and college drives throughout the Midwest, about throughout the country, really. And so we're going to keep seeing that. So it is important to still come out and donate.
Now, as far as safety, I'm sure there's a lot of precautions being taken at these events here today and tomorrow.
Yes, definitely. So before you come in to donate, we're going to take your temperature. And we encourage you to do that before you come in. You know, obviously we need healthy donors. If your temperature is above 99.5, we'll ask you to please wait 28 days and try and find us again. We've got spacing going on at the drives. We are sanitizing the beds in between each donor. Our staff are wearing gloves the entire time that they're with each donor, changing those out between people. So we are doing a lot to encourage people, you know, to keep everyone safe, but also continue collecting that blood.
I know you typically like appointments scheduled. How about walk-ins? Are walk-ins available?
Right now, so we have the Manhattan Community Drive going on Monday and Tuesday, and our appointments are almost completely full. So if you are still hearing this and wanting to donate, the one thing I would really encourage you to do, our K-State blood drive is this Monday through Thursday, and obviously campus is closed right now. So we are just extremely thankful to the Holiday Inn and Meredith McKee, who have just opened their doors wide open to us. We have that drive going on from 10 to 4:30 Monday through Thursday at the Holiday Inn. And so if you do still want to donate, I would encourage you to come to those drives just because we don't have very many donors signed up for those. And so that's a good walk-in kind of situation.
Yeah, so it creates another opportunity here to give. Do you anticipate having more blood drives here over the next few weeks?
Yes. We've been canceling a lot, but again, we've got quite a few businesses who are still opening their doors to us, and so we're very encouraged by, you know, Riley County allowing us to be at Potter Fall and other businesses that are saying, hey, we've still got our employees here, so come on in and we'll still collect blood.
In terms of helping out during the coronavirus pandemic, is there a need for, you know, blood transfusions, such stuff like that, with all the hospitals having, you know, a lot more patients they're seeing nowadays?
Yes. At this point, I don't believe that there's an actual for coronavirus. You know, it's not that those patients are needing it. Right. However, I've shared with a lot of people that my father-in-law has cancer, and he's actually received blood quite a few times. My fear is always that blood wouldn't be there for him at this time because it is only for emergencies. He was just having a lot of trouble. He was very weak and needed blood to give him a little bit more iron in his system. And so that's where we still see that need for blood. Those cancer patients, those difficulties while delivering preemie babies, things like that, where we still are going to have those health concerns. And so we still need those people to come in and donate.
I'll bring Daryl onto the program here. Daryl, we talked to you last week here, but you're giving your 100th time here today, and I know this is something that's very important to your heart.
Yeah, it is. You know, this is kind of started a long time ago, obviously, and started with my grandfather. He'd been in the hospital and used some blood, and my dad, who was a high school biology teacher, said, hey, we need to go kind of, you know, pay that back if we would. And we all went in the family and donated. And that was kind of the start. And then when I was a K-State student, you know, again down here in the late 70s, it was another chance for me to kind of belong. And so I've just done it a number of times. It's not difficult. It doesn't take that much time, and really enjoy it. And they almost always have cookies or donuts afterwards, too. So that's always a big hit with me.
Absolutely. That's a good incentive. And I know there's some other incentives for first-time donors here today.
Yeah, so one of the things I wanted to do, just kind of help to celebrate, you know, my 100th coming up here, was to incentivize some first-time donors. And so putting together a $100 gift card that they can put their name into a hat to, you know, draw out for that. And then we're doing a second gift card for long-time donors, too. And if we reach our goal, which I think sounds pretty close today, Christy says we're getting pretty full, you know, we'll have a third one for, you know, sort of everybody else, sort of a second chance. And I think that's really what blood donation and blood receipt is. It's that second chance for people.
Well, of course, you know, Christy, this is a good opportunity for folks who are, you know, looking for an opportunity to get out and maybe be have a little social interaction with somebody. What better way than to do this and then also help somebody out at the same time?
Yeah, definitely. We're going to, you know, try our hardest to keep everyone spaced out. But yeah, I mean, it does feel good to just get out and see somebody and say hello and have that conversation. I know a lot of people are really struggling with that, being stuck indoors. And so I think, you know, we're asking for healthy people to come in and donate, and just to see some faces, I think will be, you know, kind of therapeutic too.
Absolutely. Well, again, let's go over the times for the drives here, and then also for the K-State drive, if you would.
Yeah, definitely. So today we're at Poddorf Hall in Seco Park from noon to 6 p.m., and then again tomorrow, March 24th, from 7:30 to 1 p.m. We do still have a few openings for tomorrow, and then for the Kansas State University drive, we will be we'll be at the Holiday Inn Monday through Thursday from 10 to 4:30, and then Tuesday and Wednesday we will actually also have our bus out there, so that will be on-site in the parking lot from 10 to 4 p.m.
All right. The need never goes away, and of course it's critical right now with the pandemic going on here and a lot of drives being canceled nationwide. You said up to 6,000 drives have been canceled here nationwide, which is a lot. That is a significant amount. Anything else we should know here going forward?
Just encourage people to keep looking for ways to help out. The blood drives will continue going on throughout the country. And so, you know, if you're healthy and able, just encourage you to come out and save a life.
All right, we certainly will. Christy Ingles, again, account manager with the Red Cross Central Plains Blood Services Region, and Daryl Strouts, who's giving for his 100th time today. Congratulations to you, and we hope you guys have a successful week this week.
Thank you.
All right, stay tuned. We'll have more in focus after this. News Radio KMAN.